de que en la crisis ya entonces la papa que no.
Father, we give you glory at this moment.
Because Father,
you knew before I arrived.
So it was among our people before any for that.
And I ask you to use me as one of your
instrument.
Yes, please. Ask this through Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we learn those on the CCR come closely, Bible loving.
Today we are going to learn about Bible loving.
It
has been spoken so much.
And
I'm going to use a few minutes to study about Bible loving.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am Mteso from Karamoja.
So Reka Kirori Ikabu, James Paul.
Those are his names, James Paul Ikabu.
I'm
the one overseeing the churches from Karamoja.
So
I am happy for this banner that talks of the theme of the year, grow up.
So kwenye akupimo na mama joko aite iko kweni eneo takani kwenye mama makaija rekota kwa kunyake.
I feel so bad when I look at this picture of growing up and yet I'm not growing up.
So mama ngaje nje joko na ajana na nobara mo kanisa do na ajana be mama ngi jola kita di jola kita jola kwa mejera.
I feel so bad whenever I enter church and I see that there is no growth within me.
So apa kena buku nange ekor lebe dia beda nak kena kron ukam terus Bible loving.
So when I received the call on about preaching on Bible loving,
aku yang kita jarak menyuguh galus nainan.
I asked myself, what am I going to share?
Kini aku mau lebihkan mukung menyuguh jangan kon.
God asked me to share a special message.
Because of manges,
and I'm going to use it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So kwa pilo seona ipe autano ayai kinone, aitama nyai kinone, ponili perarone, aipo kede, aito arai, aito kongo, okawa toto mwebuli.
So as we serve God, I want us to look at something that will help us stand in the word of God, which is the Bible.
Otoma akirot na ideke, ekotu njyo raitu mananilo, ikamakita konu misho, otoma akirot na kaideke.
In the word of God, you must be connected to it.
So, araibu chokina choke na kiroto na kaideke inungu nyobe inakine koneta abudu moto mubayibuli.
When you're connected to the word of God, it means that you have a perfect relationship with
him. Kwenye araibu inungu chokina kenebayibuli inungu nyobe mamajobu sinebayibuli anejeyo.
But when you're not connected to the Bible, you become useless. And the Bible will be useless to you.
So ilo nami po don't you be enakiti ama usarufu kina kwenye deke enakiti yao mami kunai yele yeko rubaini.
Having no good relationship with God will also make you to have no desire to open the Bible.
So ilo sani anyo no entabe dope lejai doma tabola yokana.
So we are going to open John the Gospel.
Chapter 1, verse
6.
John chapter 1, verse
6. The word of God says that there was a man sent from God.
So
God had sent him to do the work of God.
So
he did not refuse to be sent,
but
he accepted to
So I don't know if you want to better run on Oshima calling Roba Kusumun and start for the reading at this home.
I'm going to read in English. The Bible says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light.
Let the attention man also read.
Oshomo Lateso.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oshomo Gwanata. Arai Kinera.
I want that part alone. So, I'll run out to tell me, I to go no other, I to go on my own. I lost the IT, you know, I probably come close like Jamie.
So, I was talking about John taking heed to the voice of God and accepting to be a witness.
So, you don't want to be a child, no guy, I to go on my own.
So the mission of John was to stand for the word of God.
So but you say,
so you realize that John went to the wilderness. And when he called from the wilderness,
they sent also them other people to join.
Again, other people were also sent to join.
So I apono in Jukara anointing the way. Yes, the right one to just your America.
Just to test him whether he's a person standing with his words.
So in Jukara Tumanu, apporting yita yokana, I miss the Navalabi, Iraqi Nabi.
So when these people were sent, they asked John whether he was a prophet.
When
you read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, they will ask you about John. So I wanted to share to you that we, as the children of God, we are supposed to go deeper into the Word of God every day. Because you cannot become a pastor who is not
spreading.
The question that was asked John, that are you a prophet?
Are
you Elijah? Oh, you are the Christ. And John said, I am not. And then they asked him, who are you?
So I could not tell you,
and
kunija nara yokota iso ai yetu nujo ara imamujo ra inu inaido yo itacha kunija.
So they told him that, are you able to deliver yourself? Because we have been sent to ask you, so you answer us to spare your life.
I come right to them. I tell them, you know, the morning day. That they teach you all around that told them, do you not see? Can I kill them? I take it. Can I kill them? I take it. In Narakini, Arapiari Job.
I want to tell you that you are supposed to stay closer to the word of God, such that the word of God will become your weapon in the day of trouble.
So I come right to them, you know, the morning day. Arayimu niyare jo otama kero kona kai deke enya pa kinebe itori achemu ijo iraya tuanila boi baragoma.
I want to let you know that there is a day of approval whether you are a true person from God or not.
Ekojo akonyo isha koni jene kere tulo kina tuma kero kona kai deke.
Let your mind and all your thoughts stay in the word of God. All your way of life and your practices. And everything that connects you with the word of God.
I could not write at the other corner.
Let me see.
Ma alai mabujoi chakuni apak na ishomi aje mbalimbali.
If you cannot spare time to read your Bible,
mabujoi kidori aiweke na kuku na deke to majaribu.
Then you are not able to put and believe the word of God in your life.
Akoto na ite miki ni jomo lebe. Yokana akuincha na ingizi ebarabe araya.
I want to tell you that John accepted when he was confronted. He said, yes, I am.
A rebel, that means I'm the one who praying. They said the one praying means that I'm praying the one in this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
One in the world, I can say, follow one in the right one in the lippy.
And I can get it to represent himself that he's praying while other people were not there. Come here, the photo.
He was there to represent others and intercede on behalf
of others.
I want to tell you that the situation of John, because he was sent from God, he accepted and said that there is no any other person except the one who has
sent.
John was from the lineage of the priesthood. His father was Zachariah. And his calling, was different, as if he was not from the lineage of the priest. Because he was in the wilderness.
They eat locusts.
He started eating locusts. And also honey. Transforms.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you that the word of God will elevate you every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I could not like to tell you. Mamu eba ikuli erai pore eri nera ike dakitu.
I want to say that the Bible is not just token.
Ereba ikuli pore ni kusakiriti ijera ikito maijara kuru.
The Bible is something that you have to put in your life every day.
Akono mani mobili ati nani.
I want to give you this testimony.
Ali yomu.
Faith.
Ebi ane tengi tuani kwa 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 kisa apa.
Most people yesterday had the gift of faith.
Bible.
But without your heart in the Bible, your faith is dead.
Right.
You're lying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you?
Faith.
I
want to tell you briefly. I was with my wife at home.
That was 2019.
The year 2019.
So, a cell group.
I was preparing to go for a cell group. In one of our church members. But when that time arrived of me going for that mission, rain came. But time was already. I told my wife that let's go. But my wife was like, now how can we go? And yet it's about to rain. I told my wife that the word that I'm holding here is the word of God. If this mission fails, then it means that I'm not going for it. My wife decided to remain than going. But I told her that do not remain because of what I've just told you, but let's go for God's will. And both for her meat.
So
she wanted to remain to prepare. But the word that was inside of my heart so I went when it was raining heavily. And my wife was carrying.
And
it rained heavily. And I told God that I have to
go
to that fellowship. And we reached there. And when we reached there, my wife said,
Pastor,
so when we reached there, the woman was asking, Pastor, how did you come? I told them that I came because I wanted to be part of this.
No.
So I want to tell you.
Let me interpret that. Okay. The owner of the family asked me that question, Pastor, where would you rest? Because the rain is too heavy. And I told him that I'm not about that rain. I come to your place to serve God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So, rain did not spoil the Bible, the word of God. They are respected. Hallelujah.
Amen. Preach the word of God just by one, by
faith.
There were the children of the high priest called Sceva and Paul preached of their action in the New Testament.
So I'm going to get to tell you.
And they also watched Paul preaching. And they said that we also want to God preach. We also want to cast out demons.
But
I want to tell you what happened. The Bible says that the devil came. The Bible came and
attacked them.
The devil came and attacked them.
They wounded them.
And wounded them. And they all ran.
Hallelujah.
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 They ran naked. They were not putting on clothes again.
But I pray Juliana gave me the testimony about the other person. But the next time when I come, I refuse to talk to that person. Hallelujah. So, the beloved, I've got to run character. I've got to demonstrate. Also, that can be another church of my attack. Hallelujah.
The Bible says that these people, they ran away naked and their clothes were taken because they were using their mouth.
They
were not connecting and standing
in the place.
I want to tell you that if God has called you for the work of God, stand and prove yourself that you are from God.
Hallelujah.
So I want to be so fast because I have a few minutes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
let's read from Matthew 15.
15
verses 20.
Is that open?
Verses 21. From 21.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I want someone to read you. I allow him to read because it's wasting time when you get
the
Bible also.
The Bible says, then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
Mm.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came from the region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The Bible says that a lady came from a different region, from within Cana.
So after 1 year's prison,
she cried to the Lord Jesus, saying that, Lord, Lord, help me, for my child is severely sick.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People are not going to be pastors.
What I want to tell you there as pastors. Whenever there is anything that you're trusting God and you pray God for, do not run away very fast. Do not rush because you want to leave.
So we need
this one is going to help you when you're reading the Bible to first grasp something and examine it, analyze it, practice it, and be part of it. Do not rush like you're riding a bicycle. There are people who can read the Bible very fast, 1 minute he has finished the whole Bible. But as for me, I can read maybe from A, B, C. Then I first wait. I can even take 2 days. When I'm still
concerned,
such that before I take it to the congregation,
I
have to examine it well. That means that after I've examined it, I will now go and speak boldly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if God gives me, I will also have to examine, is my congregation satisfied? Are people satisfied with this word?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If they are not satisfied, then is it me who has not presented it well?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, kina ya utaime awoe na kemo achenu ni bibula kina ebe da ya laki na swa.
So the charge of the spiritual gifts yesterday that was hanged here, I learned something from there what I'm supposed to implement.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So aku nge anyo no e poloko me yata kine te me mitiko kome te ema apa mare ke na bona ne a soma ne me chaste to.
Something that strengthens me, that will empower me to become a great leader.
Abena the Canaan woman.
This Canaan woman here.
Abotia ke poto tsabe aha de anda kasikina.
The disciples say that they asked Jesus to send her away. Because she was making noise from behind.
Let us call her
out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
Jesus Christ said that, "For I am not sent for the righteous, but unto the lost."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But yes, Christ is not a type of man that can be a parable.
So when the disciples asked Jesus to send her away, when the disciples demanded Jesus to send
her away,
Jesus didn't answer. He didn't answer. And the disciples said that then we are useless. Even this woman is useless.
Let us carry her
away.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus said that, "For it is not good to give food for the children to the dogs."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But this woman said that even the dogs, they also feed on the crumbs. The crumbs that fall off from the table.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What does that verse say to you? We are not righteous. You're not righteous.
So konye musakito na salani imera alane kwa izakirai konyo salani.
You have to remain, even if things are too tough to you.
Yesterday,
our apostles' coach was a bit
tough,
but we didn't run away. Why didn't we run away?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have to be patient until the right time of your answer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you will realize that if you're not strong in the word of God, let me say something. There is something that brings problems to each so. People from Bali, forgive us.
I'm going to come back.
But I'll come back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Iteso.
They go to where they play cards from. Wasting their time there. And some of them, even the pastors.
Pastor Scott. This one is terrible. A pastor in their cardi.
A pastor playing cards.
He
even knows how to master those cards than mastering a verse in the Bible. Where do you get the word of God? Because that card that you've mastered will remove the verse that you've mastered from the Bible. And when they call him to come and minister what? Empty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't
And then this was from man also. They also come with wisdom. They come with a patapotea.
Let me tell you.
It is bad. If you love such places, when I become an apostle, you will run away. But I don't want you to run away.
My time is running.
My time is running. Something that I want to emphasize upon is that deepen yourself in the Word of God. Everything that you want from God, it is in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even if you want to eat, the Word. Let me give a brief testimony. My wife asked me that, husband, what are we going to eat today? I told her that, don't ask me every day. You wash your intestines and place them there and tell God something.
Are you sure?
My husband, are you sure? Are you sure we have children? Then I wash and just put them under sunshine. Will it be possible? I told her that you do it and see what God will do next.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God provided for us. And I told her, because of time, I'm going to catch up. I told her that you had been crying for food. Now get the biggest saucepan and prepare
for it.
Remove this small saucepan. And now prepare the whole basin of beans. Because you asked me with the doubt. I want to tell you that if you remain like the other Canaan woman, all of things will follow you. Don't be so fast. If you follow this, my gift of faith, Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Because my faith is different. That's why you see, I would be like Scott, but don't let that, I don't have the belt. Best.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If I see a problem, I will look at that problem and I take it to myself and ask God, what can I do about it?
So,
such a thing can never give me rest. Like the one I told you that is in Tororo. The one who wanted millions. I had not to eat for 2 days. I told my wife and my son Joram that let's go and see him. We prayed over him and he's now okay.
Let us go.
Let's read one more book, Judges.
Judges chapter 15. Judges chapter 15, verses 12. I don't have time to go through all this scripture, but you have time, enough time to go. Because in my church I have the black box.
So tipo na ngata ma ay nomu e ponele jari e tene loy kama nara kile tuana ni mona bakai Samson.
I would have drawn here some story concerning Samson.
So tipo mori ya ponele ya ayo mo ato peta mo mo tete ri to kisiti ni kina ni jokonye ni mama pa kina nomu.
So that as you go back, you would remember. But because I don't have time to drop,
you read.
Let us read. The Bible says, but they say to him, we have come down to arrest you, that we may deliver you into the hands of the Philistines.
Hallelujah.
So when you go back behind, it tells us that Samson was a person used by God. A person who was very, very honored. A person who would gather so many people.
Foxes.
So he was able to do all that. And God lifted him from down to the door. But only one problem is what verses 12 talks about, that they came. That we have come.
I come to you
to arrest you.
So I
wanted to tell you that Samson was on the top. But those people who were there, they were down.
Down level.
Down level. So Samson was elevated. But in his elevation, he didn't mind. And the Bible says that he met a prostitute. As we know, women, they are very good. They are wonderfully made.
It is very good. Hallelujah.
Even God himself, after creating, said that it is very good after creating a woman.
Like my pastor, God is very happy and he mentioned that is terrible.
So this one of these met Samson and diverted the mind of Samson. There are certain things that you're not supposed to look at. They will drive away, they will drive out your mind from the word of God. They begin slowly, slowly, slowly.
Let me show you with my fingers.
I want to show you my three fingers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
one is too long.
Hallelujah.
The middle one is long, and then the other two from the other sides are short.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are trying to go up.
This one shows that you're trying to go up. You can almost arrive to this.
but these other friends down here. They also have the power to pull you down.
Yes, never is I have been. If you are ever in case of where I never know that you don't know what you want to ask.
Come again.
There's another in love with Isaiah. In no carry what you're done.
That's why the book of Isaiah says that now you have also become weak.
Hey, yeah, you're going to back in
the zone. You also with us here. They were able to pull Samson down from his level on the top to bottom. Let us become strong with the word of God. I am very grateful to Pastor Scott. For having made us peaceful people.
They equipped us with the Bible.
Bible. Why do we have problems? Yet we have. Look at this man called Samson who was given the power.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you realize that? That man. That man's mind became empty. Like as we are here. It was not my own will to come and share with you this. But for that will, I'll come to your church. If I get such people that I was talking about playing cards,
or
you're a pastor playing cards, people who are pulling Sozo down, those. If I have a car,
I'll park you behind.
Then I take you back to your home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not overseer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What I want you to do.
When
I
could not just one.
Yes, I can go away.
Is to make sure that you examine the Bible very well. Then the Bible will help you. Do not go to the Bible when you've quarreled with the wife. Go to the Bible and examine it with that will be the time you will encounter God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have to realize that you have enough time. Such that you can read and examine it very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can use it and prove to yourself that I am going to share the right word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ina bimu karamoja.
Angina bimu karamoja. A few years ago, people did not know what Sozo is all about. Others say that it is homosexuality. Then after some time, they came to realize that it's not homosexuality.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Through using the word of God, they have come to realize that this is the right
pastor.
Every time they are calling me, Pastor, come. Because of the word of God. Even if you're not a pastor, when you have the word of God, know that people will need you. People will come to you. I want to tell you this. The word of God is, it is something that is good. People love it all. And there are those who hate it. Remember the other Canaan woman. She came to Jesus
Christ.
But also those who were with Jesus. They are the ones who were against him. What do you understand with that?
Now, so,
I want to tell us. I want us to become strong and build our relationship as pastors with God through the word of God. Jesus rebuked Peter.
Peter.
Come, stay behind. You are a devil.
Come behind.
Hallelujah. What was Jesus trying to illustrate? Jesus wanted Peter to speak less. And also to talk like Christ. That's why I'm saying that the Bible should always be on your mind. Even in your family, you are supposed to be a peaceful man.
Listen here.
Computer.
Hallelujah.
You should not be so much talkative. Because something that you've prepared it on your mind. If you talk a lot, it will go evaporate. Because it is stored in a very small room. Now, when you're good at storing much, the word of God will evaporate, then you remain empty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This thing has warned me.
Hallelujah.
So now,
Hallelujah.
I've been forgiven and added something.
So, it doesn't look another way.
So our social cultural values here would help us to become the best than other churches. So
it
will help us to grow. We are disturbing this child.
All the time.
This one, then we grow. This child is lifting.
Hallelujah.
Because we are given cultural values, we will be now growing. All those other denominations, you will be now growing and going forward.
Hallelujah.
So we would be now at this level doing miracles. Most of them
Kenya.
The reason as to why we Ugandans are
we
like playing places like betting places.
Later like me.
Come again. A leader like me.
I check this ring.
To go into that place and throw money.
What are you doing?
Is that your calling as a pastor? That's not what God has called you for. Come again. If God brings me to Kenya. Bible says that the oil will come.
The time you will run. Because the one you're waiting, you never know who is that person. I read the Bible. The Bible gives me a question. Whom are you waiting?
I don't
know that person.
The one you
need.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, my son
Okoka
has requested me to say something. But I don't know what he is going to say. He's requested.
You come forward and say something. So that we keep time.
Yalama.
Thank you.
Yalama, Papa.
Thank you so much, Dad.
Media giving a pack now, Brianna.
For giving me this brief. I wanted to say something about Bible loving as one of our cultural values. I love it. One time I laughed. And again, my wife was ill, but I laughed. That cultural value, others have done it in a opposite way. Loving the Bible, they are doing hating the Bible. Of recent, when my wife was not sick, she never loved the Bible. She left the Bible, and every time it was inside her bag. But when she fell sick, she pulled that Bible, and every time the Bible became her pillow. And hoped the Bible to help her by that time. And she was calling that, God, I want you to come and help me right now. Some of us pastors here, we are like that. We want a Bible in the day of our trouble. But whenever you don't have any problem, you don't like reading the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good.
That's
what I wanted to say. Thank
you. So,
I want us to rise on our feet and then we pray. Thank you, O God. For this opportune time you have given me to use. But I pray that let this word that you have given me move to those whom you have chosen. Lord, I believe that this house is in full
control.
That you will bless them. Those who do miraculous things. Those whom you have called as teachers. Those filled with mercy. Oh God, help them. May you raise this ministry. Thank you for this day and this conference.
And
bless you through Jesus our Lord.
Amen.